Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower, and this is the summer seminar series. We are talking about grilling and making grilling healthy because it is. It's just that there's a couple things. It's just like anything. You know, driving a car is fine. There are things you have to watch out for. You know, going for a hike in the woods, great. There's things you have to be careful about, just like anything. And so when you're grilling, there's two basic carcinogens that can be added to your food that you can avoid. It's easy. We've already talked about one. It's called heterocyclic amines, HCH. But the second one, let's talk about today, and that's called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAH. Now, the first one was generated by heat combining within the muscle meat of whatever you have, chicken, fish, pork, whatever, with the sugars to produce these carcinogens. Now, the PAHs, the other potential carcinogens, they're formed not from within the meat, but from outside the meat. How does that happen? Well, when animal fat, listen to this, when animal fat drips onto hot coals, they cause smoke flare-ups. And the higher the heat, the more likely that those smoke flare-ups contain the PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, whatever, the more likely they are to be carried in the smoke. So again, a simple solution is if you're going to keep your barbecue going low and slow, you will minimize your risk. And also, if you can minimize your flare-ups by, for example, putting tinfoil underneath the meat, you know, and you put little holes in it so you can get something going. But what that will do is minimize the contact of the flare-up smoke that contains carcinogens, hello, it'll minimize that contact with the meat itself. That's a simple way to keep your barbecue going without the potential carcinogens. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, just let me know, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.